Today is the first Sunday of Advent. That word is for us to begin the process of preparation, the coming of the Lord Jesus. He's longing to come into our hearts, into our houses, into our offices, into our daily activities. He wants to have a good friendship with us, and he wants to help us out of our troubles. We have gone through so many things. Henceforth, he wants to be part of our troubles. He wants to be a solution to our problems. And that is one thing that is very clear. All the religions of the world started at a time. They didn't have record of a baby growing to be a founder of a religion. Jesus Christ, right from the onset, he was invited to come in to start a religion that would save humanity. The angels, the saints, heaven and earth, everything said so much about him. And that is one thing that Prophet Jeremiah is highlighting. At the appropriate time, God will fulfill his promise. He has promised to send a savior, a redeemer, a friend who will do all the possible things to change the course of humanity. Remember what happened in the Old Testament, the age of Noah. So the flood that cleared the rest of the world, except himself and his family. The age of Lot, Sodom and Gomorrah, burned to ashes because of their sin. This generation is going through so many trials and difficulties. Fire there, flood somewhere, earthquake, hurricanes, tornadoes. A lot of things are happening today. But the age of redemption is coming. We will not be affected by those terrible things because Jesus Christ is our consolation. Jesus Christ is our hope. Jesus Christ is our light. And Jesus Christ is our way. St. Paul is encouraging us to love one another. We should grow in doing nice things to others. As a family member, all of us have a responsibility to care for one another. As a child, be obedient and submissive to your parents. As a father, take your responsibility. Do not give excuses. As a mother, be there to care. Be available. And that is why today we all need each other. Nobody could say, "I could live alone." We all need each other. There are so many planets, but this is the one we are into. This is what we got. So we have to be there for one another. If you have a wife, she was given to you by God. If you have a husband, it was God that made it possible. If you have a child, they were made by God and given to you to take care of them. And that is why Jesus Christ, the Son of God, some may ask the question, what are we? Yes, we belong to God. But our first parents, Adam and Eve, disobeyed God. and we are still affected by that. We needed a Savior. He had to come to change the course of our direction. We are still at fault. Sometimes we find ourselves doing the wrong things. We all are capable of doing good. But sometimes we commit errors. Those are the things we call sin. Let us today not that God created things perfectly in Genesis, including us. So we need to reconfigure ourselves. We have been given this opportunity. The sun will never stop shining. The moon will be there. The stars, everything is all for our good. All through. Since we were born, the sun has never stopped shining. So also the stars and the moon, they have been there. They have never failed. But if we critically ask ourselves, who disappoints the human person? We are not stable. We are inconsistent. We are warned in the gospel of today to avoid drunkenness. What it means is that we shouldn't overdo so many things. Food in itself is not alcoholic, but if you eat too much food, you'll be too heavy to even do the normal things in your house or in the office. So we just need necessary things. Christmas is just starting. It is not all about shopping. It's not all about drinking. It's not all about food. It's not all about spending, even borrowing to spend. It is all about heart-to-heart relationship with our God. We have to review our ways. The year has come to an end. What do we evaluate? Our relationship with our God. What have we done from January to December? We may be wrong somewhere, somehow. So how do we reconcile the differences? So that is why every parish confessionals will be open. Before we go into a new year, it's good to make amends. So Jesus Christ is coming. We are going to see Christmas lights, so many signs, so many adverts, so many activities. But most of the things that will relate us with God should be valued. Those things that will draw us closer to God should be the most important. On the day of Christmas, you will see people that have not been to church for so many months. They are longing to go to the same heaven you and I are working for. We have to pray for the church. The backsliding church, the struggling church, the faithful church, and the committed church, so that this church will be in harmony. We have one Father. The need is to reconcile humanity, the lost sheep of the house God has made. You and I today were invited to be part of His plan. We do not merit it. We are not worthy to be part of it. But because of His love, today we can have that sense of belonging. We are called by our names to come together. And that is why the coming, it is not all about Jesus coming. We also need to come together as a family, as a community, as Catholics and as people of God longing to serve others, we will see people in need today. If we go to orphanage, if we go to rehabilitation houses, if we go to hospitals, all those people need our love. They are not asking for anything more. Let us be there to show them that there is God in us. And if we do that, it will reach out deeper than you can imagine. So many people are longing for our love before they die. No wonder Teresa of Calcutta says, we just visit them to give them smiles before they die. We need to do that here. Let's reach out to others, give them some smiles. Even if they're not dying, it will make some difference in their relationship, and they will be challenged to do the same to others. So this weekend, make your family smile. Let each and everybody do the best possible to help the other person have sense of belonging through Jesus Christ our Lord.